corn.
All right. How do you I sound? Test mic. Mic test.
You sound like corn.
Oh, I sound so corny. How do you sound?
I'm like, it's corn.
Corn.
A big hunk of juice.
You are now listening to the Backseat Critics, the movie review podcast.
All right, and welcome back to the Backseat Critics.
Whoa, why are you stealing my role here? We didn't need to get that corny yet. I love my corn.
I scrape mine off my foot every day.
I personally like corn on the cob. That should be the right answer. Corn on the cob.
No, loose corn.
Loose corn is good.
Loose corn is the way to go.
I actually like to put a little salt on my corn. When it's loose corn.
I do too.
Salt on corn. Good. I don't like buttering it. People like to butter their corn. I'm not a butter fan.
I'm not a butter guy.
Yeah. Not a butter corn man.
I like butter other places, but not on my corn.
No, corn is good. You know what's also good? Popcorn.
Popcorn is, I had some yesterday.
You know what also is good? White corn.
Candy
corn.
Yellow
corn. Ah, no, I cannot do the candy corn.
What?
The candy corn is, that is not real corn. That is false corn.
I actually don't think I can even have that.
That is mousetrap news corn.
Whoa.
Yeah, but we're here in the Backseat Critics. My name's RJ.
My name's Andrew. This is a podcast where we talk about movies that you should steer clear of.
And corn.
And talk about corn that you should steer clear of. Cream corn, but all other corn you should dive right into.
Loose corn, corn on the cob, popcorn,
foot corn.
Probably stay away from that. If you haven't already, like, subscribe, hit the bell, whatever you got to do. It's free and it's corn.
It's corn. And this week we're talking about
corn.
We're talking about corn and Free Bird.
Free Bird.
From 2013.
Not the song.
Unfortunately, would be a better amount of time spent talking about that than this movie.
I'm trying to perfecting Guitar Hero. Better amount of time to watching this movie.
Also, talking about just corn.
In corn and Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And how corn is a staple of Thanksgiving dinner.
It is the staple.
I think I've seen pictures of it, like back in the day, where they had corn.
That was the first Thanksgiving dinner, and there was just a bowl of corn
and a lot of death, but a lot of corn.
You died from gonorrhea.
Anyways, we're here to talk about Free Birds, though, and how Amy Poehler did a fantastic job in this movie.
She was 90% of the characters in this. Wait, I
got some news topics, actually.
What?
I got a news topic before we really dive into the corn.
What?
Yeah. Did you know in Disneyland right now, Disneyland, Disney World, they're having a lot of doo-doo in the lines? A lot of caca.
People are pooping in lines?
People are pooping in lines. Even so much so that they have put restrooms in the middle of the lines.
Wait. I was making a joke. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. This is so much an issue that they've put restrooms in the middle
of
the queues.
People are dropping trow in the middle? What?
In the middle of the line.
I'm just like, I don't know if I can hold it on the Thunder Mountain, so I'm going to make some thunder here.
Yes.
There's kids all around. There's family. There's like, yeah, I got to do this.
I don't know if they're like, somebody's like putting up a jacket around them real quick and just like, hey, go ahead, do your business.
I actually went on a hike recently and some dude did this in the middle of the trail.
I get that.
In front of his kids, yeah.
Hey, it's a common practice these days, obviously, because it's happening in Disneyland.
I did it 5 minutes ago.
They are doing, what? Cut it out. No, seriously, though, it is happening just like in line in Disneyland. So first question, would you ever drop trout in Disneyland?
At Disneyland? No. Universal Studios for sure, yeah.
Yeah, definitely that place.
Six Flags, maybe. It depends on the ride.
Depends how scared I am.
Oh, I didn't know there's gonna be a loop-de-loop on this guy.
Yep. Oh, got the gurgle the tummers. Oh. Yep, we're going.
Wait, we're doing sound effects now?
I guess I just did.
But next topic.
Secondly, would you beat somebody up in that line if you saw that?
Why are you talking about beating people up for dropping trout?
Because you're doing it in front of Mickey Mouse.
If somebody is... Okay.
Mickey has innocent eyes.
I am not punching a person who's dropping trout. If they're brave enough to do that in the middle of the line, they're brave enough to...
Are you start applauding for them in the middle of the line? Congratulations.
No, I'm pretending they don't exist. Job. Pretending they don't exist. Like, wow.
Congratulations on dropping a trout in the middle of Disneyland. You've joined the dropping trout club.
Are you part of Boy Scouts? Because here's your badge.
You just have one on you. Oh, gosh.
Are people doing this up for, like, it's a small, small, small world? Like, what rides?
Rise of the Resistance, one of the popular ones, actually.
It is. Wait, is that a popular ride to take a dump, or is that a popular ride to, like, wait in line?
No, it is both, but it's so much so that they've actually
I just want to know.
They've installed bathrooms on this ride. So that in the middle of the queue.
Installing bathrooms on rides, they should maybe think about that for Pirates of the Caribbean, and it's a small, small, small world.
No, wait, so question here. Actually, a serious question. What happens to the person?
Now we're getting serious.
Yeah, very serious. I am very serious about this, actually. Very, very serious-sistical? 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 About this question right here. Even to the serious-sisticals.
You might need to hydrate up.
I am good with the serious-sisticals. So the,
stop saying that!
Well, the serious-sistical question... what would happen to the person that goes to the bathroom in the middle of the line? Is their spot saved? Did they just lose their spot in the line? They have to, wherever they walk out, do they allow the person back, or do they have to go back to the start?
Okay, no. Picture this. You're waiting in line.
And somebody dropped trout.
The guy in front of you dropped trout. Are you walking around him?
I am saying, sir, there's restrooms. Use them.
Are you?
Yes. Actually, I'm...
This person is brave enough to do it in line.
I'm actually going to give him one of these looks. The little, like, you crinkle your nose and go... You know, your eyes get a little bigger.
You're making eye contact with this guy.
Oh, I am.
Don't do that.
I am.
They teach you that in school.
No, I am making sure he knows this is wrong by don't the look make on my face.
Don't make eye contact with dogs because they think it's aggressive. Don't make eye contact with people in Disneyland dropping trout because they'll come after
you. They get aggressive too. I am making contact. I'm saying this is wrong.
They'll bite you.
My face is saying this is wrong. That's all right.
It's like 11 minutes of cutting.
We'll talk. We keep about the majority of that.
Jeez. Keeping the majority of that?
Why not? That's funny content. That's fantastic content. That's a great start to the episode.
At this point, I just want to talk about the movie. I want to talk about this movie.
We're going to talk about this movie, Freebirds.
All right.
Amy Poehler, great acting job.
This is fantastic. I can't believe she did all of the characters.
I know. Owen Wilson wanted to be in this, but he was not. It was very disappointing. Freebirds.
We should just dive in at the beginning here.
About how this turkey was outcasted.
This movie.
Because he was blue.
Is basically Avatar. Which is basically Pocahontas.
It's mixed
which
with,
is basically Freebirds.
You know, I kind of got a vibe of monsters versus aliens in here, but turkeys versus cowboys.
I have not seen that since it came out.
You know, actually, I got the Last of the Mohicans vibe, but turkeys and not Mohicans.
I get that.
I also got a little bit of a Red Dead vibe from
the villain.
Yeah, you could tell do you think, actually, let's think about this. He had the scratches on it by his eyeball. Do you think he got scratched by a turkey and that's why he was like anti-turkey in this movie?
Yeah, he had like one pale eye. I think he was. I think he was. I was kind of hoping for like a backstory, like a flashback. He was like a little kid and a turkey scratched him. It's like, we've all been there.
Oh, yeah. It's because they tried to eat my corn and I stepped in and I said, no more corn for you, Mr. Turkey. I like corn. That's how it went down.
Facts. Look it up.
Facts. It's facts with backseat critics.
And Beach Bumps never done. No, I'm just joking. He's not here.
No, he's not.
Anyways, there's a little shout out for you, Jordan.
But that's fine. We're going to keep that in because we're no two tick bobs.
No, we're not two tick bobs here. No, no. But you can see him on the Play No Games podcast with Costleon and AJ, who are just both on the episodes.
Look him up. Rest in peace, AJ.
AJ, good luck in Los Angeles.
We'll miss you.
Very much.
So we start off this movie and he's at a turkey farm.
Gobble, gobble.
All the turkeys have
red heads.
Yeah. And he's blue. The turkey's blue, got blue feet. And he's got a blue head. And no one wants to be around him because he's not fat. He's not plump.
He wasn't. Because he listened.
The president is coming to this turkey farm and be like, which turkey are we going to pardon? And the daughter's like, I want this blue one.
Okay.
Looks like he's sick.
Let's stop right here really quick. Better movie right off the bat. You know how.
Chicken Run?
Oh, yes. But you know how the Say Anything? You seen that movie? Say Anything?
No.
John Cusack? The famous scene where he holds up the
boombox. Yeah.
What if this turkey holds up a boombox where the president's there, the president's daughter, and it's he starts, but the Eiffel 65, it's I'm like, Blue song comes through.
I'm blue. Yeah.
The better movie right there. Boom. Yep.
Also, better movie, Chicken Run.
Yes. But I just made this movie 10 times better. Anyways, continue with your
Amy
synopsis.
Amy Poehler carried this movie.
100%.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal job.
I mean, she did. She sounded just like Woody Harrelson at one point.
She even sounded like Owen Wilson. It's kind of disappointing we didn't get to hear her say wow.
Yes, that was the biggest disappointment in this movie. There are no wows.
No wows.
You want to talk about a what moment? There's no wows.
There's no wows.
From Owen Wilson.
Anyways, this turkey is pardoned, and they take the turkey with them in the presidential helicopter and into their residence.
Loosely, by the way, not in like a carrier or anything.
No,
loosely.
Just, the turkey's just running around the helicopter, just free as a bird.
And he had Secret Service.
Literally, free as a bird, just running around.
With Secret Service.
And Secret Service is like, yeah, this is the turkey.
Just a turkey.
Yeah, we're keeping the area to the cockpit where the pilots are. That was wide open.
Wide
a turkey
open.
Is just running around back there. For life me, I thought turkeys could fly.
Probably short distance.
Oh, you're not going to get that reference.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It just went over my head, just like a turkey flying.
Just like a turkey flying.
Yep.
Gobble, gobble. Like corn flying.
Well, that's not going over my head. That is going into my dead belly.
So they say this turkey. And this turkey gets kidnapped by a fat turkey played by Amy Poehler.
Woody Harrelson, Amy Poehler.
And this turkey looks like Woody Harrelson.
But is played by Amy Poehler.
And they find, and this turkey's like, hey, there's a time machine. Trust me.
I know. The great turkey told me.
And so they go into this tool shed. They do this thing. They accidentally get down into this totally not Stranger Things mall subterranean base.
By the presidential's house. President's
and
house.
And this president's house just looks like a Best Western hotel room.
And this was very seriousistical part of the movie.
I am beyond confused at this point in the movie.
Yes, at this point.
we went from this whole like drama of like he doesn't fit in with the pack of the redhead turkeys at his farm and that they're all just like ready for the slaughter and going to bird paradise, as they call it.
Yes, I think this is the way.
Or turkey paradise.
This is the only thing I could think about is how this part of the movie.
I think that's hell.
I think this is how they were able to separate the difference between this movie and Chicken Run.
Is the time travel.
That's what they're trying to do right here, is that they're trying to separate that. And the fact that the turkeys were out in the wild.
I kind of got that vibe when Woody Harrelson, Amy Poehler busted up and he's like, hey, this great turkey flew out of the sky and told me this thing. Like it was like Mel Gibson's character. it kind of gave me that kind of vibe where it's like, oh, they see this chicken flying.
Like the Patriot?
Yeah. No. No, Mel Gibson's in Chicken Run.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, he is.
I know my stuff. I know Chicken Run.
I also know The Patriot. It's a great movie. I like it. Not loosely based
we'll
off.
We'll put that up for a poll.
No, we don't.
I know which way I'm voting.
That's a no from you, but it's okay. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. For a non-serious movie. That's serious.
Speaking of, have you seen the reviews for Napoleon?
No, but you have sent me something about it.
Yeah, I did. I'm glad you took a look at it.
I'm glad I haven't.
Wow. Okay. So anyways.
I actually need to look at it. You know, very off topic really quick. Did you know we designated a snack back in one of our episodes as the snack of the backseat critics?
Was it? Cool Ranch?
It was before that. Well before that. It was a graham cracker, frosting, and then a graham cracker on top.
When did we say that?
Girl vs. Monster.
Oh, did we?
We did. That's why the episode's so popular, because everybody's like, they're on to something here.
Yeah, we listened to the episode.
That's a snack of the backseat critics. That's why that episode's so popular. Graham cracker, frosting, graham cracker. Bam. And you know what? A best side dish or vegetable at a dinner of the backseat critics is corn.
Last person. You want the full backseat critic experience. You start off the night, you're having romantic dinner, it's candlelit. You pour out
some cool
a bowl of frozen corn.
No. Okay, this is how you do. You invite backseat critics edition of food, and we'll slowly
we're going to be taking over the Plano Games podcast here on dating tips. A hot date night with corn?
Well, no, wait. First of all. Hot date night, first thing I'm doing, pulling a bowl of Cool Ranch Doritos. And then secondly, while I'm cooking dinner.
Smart. You got to keep them satisfied.
No.
Showing them your cooking skills.
No, I'm not.
You're cooking corn.
No, wait. Hold up. I'm not giving away the whole meal, but the side dish / vegetable is corn.
What's the main course?
Well, no, we can't give that away yet. That's going to be given away over time. Because obviously people like it. And secondly, or the third thing, I'll give away the dessert. It's the snack of the backseat critics, which is that graham cracker, frosting graham cracker.
Oh.
You cannot touch these mics right now.
No, the jackal's doing some hand motions and we're going to have to edit them out of the video here. So
anyways,
if you want to check out the video, go over to Backseat Critics at YouTube. There's no video, but you'll hear us there too. It's fantastic.
All right. So free birds.
No. Perfect date night by the Backseat Critics. You start off the night. You offer them some cool ranch to keep them satisfied. And then you cook up some corn.
You cook up some corn.
You throw a little bit of salt on it.
A little bit.
No butter. If you ask for butter, you'd be like, no.
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 You get Cool Ranch then.
We ain't got no butter.
No butter in this household. No, no. But we do have butter in this household.
And then when you're ready to just blow them away.
Almost.
Graham cracker. Frosting. Graham cracker.
Mind blown.
Boom. Second date. And guaranteed.
You
know what?
You saved yourself money.
Second date. Putt-putt golf.
Play no games. Take notes.
Hot tip. Make them pay.
And that's where we're going to go back into Freebirds here. We have a space-istical, seriistical movie about birds, Pocahontas, Avatar, Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex. Yeah. So the director of this directed three movies. This, Horton Hears a Who. And then Jonah Hex.
Jonah Hex.
What?
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 And he put Jonah Hex in this movie too, but he's just killing turkeys.
Yeah,
all.
He is.
He's like the most modern
character. No snake guy in this though.
True. And no Megan Fox.
I think the weird thing about this that I couldn't get past was the dogs looked like absolute garbage.
They look like a chupacabra.
Yeah. I felt like the dog from the first Toy Story, and I said this while we were watching it, which looks like crap.
Better animation.
Looked so much better than the dogs here. I couldn't figure it out.
It was the fact that they're chasing these turkeys and they didn't have Mel Gibson.
They had no Mel Gibson.
No Mel Gibson. You know, these turkeys, while they're being hunted, which are obviously they tried to tie in a Native American theme into it with these turkeys.
Did you notice we saw, other than the chipmunk, no other wildlife?
In the dogs, which they weren't wildlife. I guess they're captives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just talking just the wildlife.
Yeah, you think you would see more.
They allude to some chickens being there because there's a half turkey, half chicken, which we'll get to. But
will we? I mean, this
I mean, I'm really hoping not to.
Anyways, no wildlife.
That was kind of weird for me.
You know what? Thinking about it, though, if you think about it from a hunter standpoint,
there was a chipmunk. That was it.
But from a hunter standpoint, wildlife is really hard to see. You know, to kind of sneak up on them. These guys were aggressive with their hunting styles.
Yeah, they were just like running through. They set up like booby traps.
Straight booby traps. Like
they set up
Indiana Jones-esque booby traps.
They set up the, what is it? Like the bear traps?
Bear traps with
just like a foot apart. By the way, like a whole stretch of them. Like who does that?
Were they from like the...
This town hired this guy. I felt like
1800s?
Anyone else?
Are we talking about 1800s, right? 1600s.
Yeah. This was the first Thanksgiving.
First Thanksgiving. So we're talking 1600s here. So just so you guys know that they went back in time to the 1600s.
Yeah, they were this eggshell time machine because I guess it was real.
The one guy did look like he was the bad guy from Red Dead Redemption 2.
He looks like Danny Trejo.
And Jonah Hex. And the bad guy from Red Dead Redemption 2.
I haven't played, so I can't speak there.
Good game, not for kids.
If you have got a kid, definitely let them play.
Oh gosh, nope.
That is a backseat critics
not review.
Parent approved.
Nope, 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 nope.
All right.
People get hydrated in that game.
Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go?
Where do I want to go with this? Well, I mean, we're kind of continuing just down the movie. They run into these wild turkeys, I guess, after they land in this area.
Turkeys climb trees.
Being hunted by Jonah Hex. They climb trees. They swim. Miraculously swim. They pop booby traps.
They pop booby traps.
And they attempt murder.
I think they tunneled.
They did tunnel.
They tunneled. Do turkeys tunnel? I don't think so. I'm gonna fact check that.
Yes, you're pulling out your role from the Playing No Games podcast. Fact checker alert with the back troll right here.
Yeah, I'm not the back troll, my guy.
No, I said I'm the back troll right here.
Yeah, no.
That's what I was alluding to. I'm the back troll.
Sheesh.
The back troll of the fact dragon. That's right. I got a role now. I got a name now. Watch out, Rob. Kadia Rob.
Turkeys actually are really good swimmers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising with all their feathers.
They run at 12 miles an hour.
That's scary.
That's super scary.
That might be my top speed.
That's scary to know that if I run from a turkey, they can keep up.
Yes. So as long as you're ahead of them, but I wonder how their stamina is. That kind of makes sense how they were able to get away in some situations, though, in this movie. 12 miles per hour. All right, Usain Bolt versus turkey.
Usain Bolt runs 18 or something like that.
His top speed was in the 20s when he hits his top, but that's only for like a split second. And
yes, they do dig.
Wow.
But they don't tunnel.
They don't make like the Fantastic Mr. Fox hole.
No. They just like dig up a little bit to store food, like squirrels.
Okay.
That's not bad.
They kept it turkey-esque in this movie. So while we're seeing these turkeys that are very intelligent in this movie, super intelligent, they are almost more intelligent than the human beings in this movie.
What? This here says wild turkeys can run 25 miles an hour. All right, folks, free idea. Horror movie about a turkey chasing people down.
Isn't that just Benicula?
Yeah.
Ternicula?
Turkiller.
Turkilla?
Turkilla?
Turkicula? Turkicula? Turkicula. There it is.
Where Turk? Turkey?
You gotta stay with the Dracula theme.
Oh. Nosferatu turkey?
Twilight turkey. Turkey Twilight.
Twerky?
That's it. The Lost Turkeys.
Oh man, you took that. Bram Stoker's turkey?
Count Turkey. Count Turkula.
Oh man, you already took Count Turkey.
I'm on fire. Fright Turkey. What? Fright Turkey Night. I'm on fire.
What we do in the turkey?
Mom's got a date with a turkey.
So, what do you do for a living?
Mom's dating the turkey. No.
You know, the Addams Family, when the lady starts going on dates with Cousin It.
Yep.
That's 100% what the conversations would be like.
Yep. Oh,
so what do you do for a living? Go. Wow, you're so strong. Gobble.
Yep. All right. But free birds.
I say.
As you can tell, yes. This is another backseat critic stinker of a movie.
So for like characters, we've got like Reggie, who's like the main guy. He's blue.
Yeah, blue feet, blue head, played by Amy Poehler, acting as Owen Wilson.
We've got Jenny, who's also blue, but she's from the past.
And she's Amy Poehler, played as Amy Poehler.
Super impressive.
I can't believe she pulled off a great Amy Poehler. Heck,
I can't believe Amy Poehler pulled that off.
Amazing actress.
And then we got there's just other characters. I forgot their face names in here. But we have his buddy. The big buff guy.
Which is played by Woody Harrelson, aka Amy Poehler.
And we have
Chief Broadbeak.
Thank you.
Chief AKA Broadbeak. Amy Poehler. And we have George Takei as Steve.
Who's the time machine? They gave the time machine the name, Steve. And
so nice of Amy Poehler to allow George Takei to be in this movie.
It's like there's no characters in here.
None.
There's no one.
None. There's turkeys. But even then, as just, yeah.
No, it's just, okay. They literally just, they had two big strong guys competing over who was stronger. No personality difference between the two of them.
Just time frames, I guess you could say.
Yeah. You had Chief.
With one with a traumatic backstory.
That was about it. But it didn't even play into his character.
It did at the end.
Do you have any favorite scenes that you wanted to talk about?
The answer is no. No favorite scenes in this movie.
They're all horrible.
They are all horrible. This movie's bad.
No, this movie was garbage. I don't really have anything else to say about it. They save the turkeys. They go back into the future.
They have an interesting cast. You think that you would expect better? It's one of those movies that you probably saw back in the day that were high cast, and you're like, oh my gosh, look at this cast, and you watch
it. It's crazy because it's like, clearly they spent most of the budget on the cast and then like some of the CG. But that was, and like,
they doubled what they made, or what they spent. They made double.
But
it's not a good movie.
It's not. Like, not even as like a kid's movie. Like, it's just, every 5 minutes they're flashing a turkey's butt, which I get, kids like that. But there's also
adult humor in here.
There's just better movies that kids can watch.
Yes, I
am a huge advocate as like for like the perfect kids movie, which I think is like Paddington. In recent years, yeah.
Ooh,
I'll even argue Paddington too.
Recent years, a good kids movie. You know, I'm going to go wild and off the record, but still Disney-esque. Actually, very much Disney. And Pixar, Monsters University.
Yeah.
Better. If we're talking about just good kids movies.
Good kids movies, yeah.
Monsters University, because that's good for kids and parents. Adults.
Yeah. Yep. So, it's like there's not even like good shocker kind of humor to this that you would see in like Shrek or something like that. It's just, it's a movie with some turkeys and they travel time for a bit.
Yep.
And
they fight the war to stop Thanksgiving, which they solve with pizza, which, I mean, if you're...
It's really incidental to the whole plot because all they're trying to do is survive.
I mean, if you're really a human being, pizza solves any problem.
It does.
If you don't like pizza, I mean, it's like you don't like corn.
All right. Any other final thoughts for this movie? Because I just kind of want it. I kind of want to be done with this.
Wow.
Not the podcast. I just want this movie's
2 out of 10.
Yeah, I actually gotta agree with you.
2 out of 10.
If you want like something to throw in front of your kids that's like flashy lights and stuff, this ain't even it.
No,
there's other bad movies that we have reviewed, like Strange World. That is a bad movie that is better in its function of flashy lights for kids.
This one's like a gray sprinkle on a rainbow cupcake.
It is. It is.
All right.
This movie is a movie.
That's basically what it is. It was a movie.
It's a movie. It met the qualifications for a movie.
And they put it on the screen, and Amy Poehler did a fantastic job, or the best she did. She tried to carry this movie thing with George Takei. They tried to carry it, but they couldn't get past the writing, the directing, the animation.
It's unfortunate. Anyways, if you want to find us, you've got Google. You're listening to us now, so I mean, you found us, so congrats.
Yeah. We out.
We love you guys.